Imagine a world without cash, without credit cards. Instead of using money of any kind, businesses could go full on 14th century and trade goods and services. What? Why would we want to do that? One Canadian company believes that the bartering economy will grow in the future. John Porter is the president and CEO of BarterPay, and he joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Bruce.
Thanks. Why bartering? Money is so much simpler.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know that bartering is the oldest form of commerce. But for two parties to enter into a fair barter transaction, each side has to want what the other person has at the same time and value, and that often doesn't line up. So, that's why money was invented, right? But what we do is we're kind of a multi-directional bartering system. So we're a platform that basically a business can open an account with BarterPay. They can offer up their goods or services onto the network. They can then bank a barter credit in exchange, and one bartering credit equals $1 for valuation, accounting, and tax purposes. And they can take this bartering credit now, and they're not restricted to using it one-on-one or with those that acquired their goods or services. They can take that newly earned barter credit and go and utilize it anywhere in the entire platform.
How do you establish the value of the trade? Because if you think about me, an hour of my time is worth about $1 million.
Right.
Whereas the hour of the time of someone else would be a small fraction of that. I'm only right. Mostly kidding.
Yeah, I totally understand. So it's basically, it's a great question. And so the digital medium of exchange, the barter credit itself, again, one barter credit equals $1 for valuation, accounting, and tax. So simply in our system, each vendor, each member business of the system charges their fair market retail price. And so that establishes, an equitable fair market playing field for everybody. So it's retail to retail. So if it's $100, in a restaurant on the menu, then it's 100 barter credits. If you're, an hour of your time is worth $1 million, then it's actually 1 million barter credits, that sort of thing.
Your website's great. Give us the example. I saw the video. Give us the example of the shoe retailer, the website creator, and what was the third one? I can't remember the third one. Just give me that little example of how this works.
Yeah. So basically, if I can give you a real life example of something that just happened recently, that would be better, right? So we've got, for example, a jewelry store in Hamilton, Ontario here. And pre-COVID, they were sitting on a whole bunch of idle inventory in their clearance section. And it was marked down, like 40, 50, 60% off. And so that's what we call sunk cost inventory. It's money that was invested to bring that product into the store previously. And so the jewelry store owner needed to get some new glass on the front of their building, some leasehold improvements, some printing. They wanted to redo their website. And of course, it's very difficult, even in the best of times, for small businesses to dip into their precious cash flow to pay for those expenses. So rather than doing that, he made the smart choice to join BarterPay, establish his account number. We then handpicked about $15,000 worth of some of that jewelry that was sitting in his clearance section. We put it out on the bartering system at the retail value. He quickly banked in the first week over 15,000 barter credits at the retail value, protected that margin. And then he turned around and took those barter credits, those newly earned barter credits, and utilized them with the web development company, the glass company to get new glass on the front windows, some printing and that sort of thing. So again, instead of dipping into precious cash, he's taking sunk cost inventory and converting it into what he needs, which is a huge boost to his bottom line.
You've kind of taken a dating app to a whole other level because you've introduced this interconnectedness that isn't required when you're just seeking a spouse.
Exactly. And in fact, it's great that you point that out because much like a dating service, I mean, we are a technology company. We do have a back end, much like a banking system that tracks all the movement of barter credits between the accounts. And there's an app and there's a directory and that sort of thing. But we really pride ourselves in having creating a human experience, a real relationship. And so every 200 businesses that joins our platform, we assign them a real life human, a barter coach that in fact acts as that almost like a concierge of sorts that helps the businesses in two ways. Number one, to promote their products and services onto the system so that they can earn that new revenue stream of barter credits. Number two, that they can take those newly earned credits and go and utilize them somewhere else that they would have spent real dollars. So that's how the barter coaches work with the members themselves.
How do you what's the backstop on the value? Because we know that a central bank backs up a physical coin or a physical piece of paper. Mm-hmm. How do you backstop the value of those diamonds or web services?
Yeah. So if the barter credits themselves, you know, aren't insured or anything like that, but at the end of the day, we're not asking businesses to do millions of dollars in business on the platform. We suggest that when they come into the system, you know, they dip their toe in the water, do a few $1,000 worth of transactions, earn some credits, spend some credits. It's meant to be a spending account, not a savings account. There's no sense building up credits if you're not going to utilize them because you're just kind of giving away your stuff for free. So we really focus on the spending side, on the monetization and utilization side to replace those costs. There's nothing backing it up except that the value of the goods and services in the system, like the members themselves are sort of backing up the system by offering their own products and services back onto the system.
You're available to service businesses, to restaurants, to charities. One of the categories that you're talking about making eligible in the future is people with vacation homes. How will that work?
Yeah, for sure. There's a number of different businesses that we have in our system, a pretty big list at this point. Definitely vacation homes. We're going to be opening up that category. We already do. A lot of business owners own vacation homes or Airbnbs. So rather than have those Airbnbs potentially sit vacant for a week or two, especially in the shoulder seasons, it makes a lot of sense for them to join the barter pay system, establish that account, let us offer up their idle week to the network, earn the credits at full value, and then, monetize that time, right? We all know that time expires, whether it's a golf tee time, a billboard, professional hours, being billed out or hotel rooms or Airbnbs.
Now, I presume you have a mortgage to pay. How does barter pay make money off this? Someone offering Italian shoes that you're now going to take to the bank to pay your mortgage?
Yeah, it doesn't work quite like that. We do take some of our fees in barter from time to time. But at the end of the day, yes, we make money three different ways, actually. There's a one-time activation fee. It used to be $495, but because of COVID, we've really chopped that down to $99 just to onboard as many businesses as possible right now, help everyone we can. The $25 monthly fee that we normally bill, we waive for the first few months just to kind of give people a chance to test out the system, see if they like it, get connected with their coach, see how it goes that way. There's no minimum they have to do, no contract. There's no, the barter credits don't expire, nothing like that. The actual way we make money, though, is based on a performance commission, and it's paid by the buyer in the transaction. So if I, the jewelry store example, as we sold the jewelry, he didn't pay us any fee to do that. He just simply banked those credits into the account at the full retail value. They only paid the fee of 12.95%, the performance commission, as we helped him replace costs with the barter credits, like the website, like the printing, like the leasehold improvements. So yeah, instead of cutting checks at 100 cents on the dollar with current cash, he was able to convert that sunk cost inventory into what he needed and paid a small fee, which saved him a ton of cash.
Interesting. Well, I love the idea, and I wish you the best of luck as it moves forward. John Porter, President and CEO of BarterPay. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Bruce.